And welcome to this evening's program. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host. Butte Views and Beyond focuses on local assets, events in our North State region. We like to call it Upstate California. And cultural events, happenings, economic development based through culture, you know, downtown businesses and those kind of things. And the opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers. Got some great guests today. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll get, let's thank our underwriters. We'll have a quick little music break and we'll get right to our first guest. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and by publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know and have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. Friendsof.art. And we're also brought to you by Dolmire Insurance Agency, an independent insurance agent and broker. Since 1948, Dolmire Insurance provides a range of coverage, including home and auto insurance, to farm and ranch coverage. You can reach Dolmire Insurance in Chico at 342-6421 and in Oroville at 533-3424. All right, little Armand Jamal to get you going. We were right back with our first guest. To introduce our first guest from Monca, Pat Mathias. How are you tonight, Pat?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you guys have some good news.
We do. We're open again.
Yay.
I say again because last time it was only 2 weeks, but we've gone past that this time. And the county seems to be doing really well to help us stay that way.
Yeah, we're in the orange, I guess, which is really great, and things are starting to open up a little bit. So it's really exciting. I know that it's been a lot of starts and stops for everybody.
It has, and you know, our biggest thing is still a large group. So having openings or actually going into the schools because you know of the kids not being there really is you know still a part of what we don't get to do yet, but it'll come. I have high hopes.
Definitely it's going to come around. And so are you open limited hours or what do you
we're
guys
open our regular hours, which is Thursday through Sunday 11 to 5, and our current exhibition is really wonderful. It is Those Who Teach Can, and it is Butte County Art Educators. So it's K through college. People who are teaching, have retired, have taught once somewhere in Butte County. And it's a really good show.
Now, is it multimedia or?
Yes, it is. There's a beautiful, let's see, must be 8-foot bench in there. There's a paintings, there's glasswork, there's ceramics, there's a Tiffany lamp or a Tiffany style lamp, and even a handmade guitar.
Oh, really? Who made the guitar?
Yeah. Paul Stevens at Chico High School.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. What a great idea. Now, what was the move behind this? Who came up with this idea?
Well, Penny Baxter, who just retired from Chico High School, has always wanted to do this, and we've talked about it back and forth, and I think we finally said this is it. this is the time. Sadly, it's not the time that teachers can bring their kids over to see this. But, you know, we've always talked about the fact that kids go, oh, you drew that? Or you can paint? So they really don't understand that the teachers are themselves artists. And that's what kind of prompted this. And the teachers are very excited about it.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. And as far as people coming, so regular hours and social distancing, masking, all that good stuff?
Yes. And, you know, our capacity is 200. So they say 25% of that before. And that's still way more than we ever have in there at one time.
Sure.
During the week. So sure. That's fine. In terms of openings, we're still not there, although we're doing an artist opening for this one where it's a timed schedule and they can bring four people at a time.
Oh, okay.
And then they leave and the next group comes in. It's not as much fun, but they get to show off their work.
Yeah, that's great. And how do people schedule that? Do they call you or do they go to the website?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, they call me.
Yeah, okay. And you, all your info, of course, is on your Monca website?
It is. It is. www.monca.org. And, you know, we're still looking, always looking for volunteers. So I'm going to throw that out because
sure.
That is, people are a little hesitant, but then again, you know, they want to get out and do something. We very well protected. We have a plastic shield up by the reception desk and, you know, the little library's closed because we really can't have people in with the books at this time. It's a small space.
Sure.
And, you know, we're doing what we can in terms of sanitizing everything all the time. So those that have volunteered, I think, have found it surprisingly easy.
Well, you guys are a great group of people. I know that there's a lot of people involved, and I've been lucky enough to participate a couple times, and it's a fun and it's a really rewarding experience as well.
Good. I'm glad you appreciate it.
Yeah, it's something. And, you know, again, if people haven't been, I mean, you have really two really large rooms, so it's really easy to take a few steps away if someone's enjoying a painting or a piece, you know, and then just wait a few seconds till they move on and
sure.
Go into that space.
And we do have arrows, you know, that we would like people not to go back and forth in a doorway, but, you know, whether or not they do. We just have to be very careful on that.
Sure, and you're well ventilated, and you've got really high ceilings.
Yes, we do. We're very, very. We have a fundraiser tonight, which is a little late for anybody to join right now, but we're doing, Christine McShane is doing a painting, a Zoom painting.
Oh, cool.
A night with us, so people have signed up for that. And on Saturday, if people want to tune in between... they can come by between 11 and 12, and they can watch Rebecca Shelley, who is one of the artists, and she's working a treadle sewing machine and quilting a picture of herself, a self-portrait.
Really?
With a mask on, yeah. Yeah, it's been really fun. You can go on our website and see a virtual tour of all the exhibits we've had since we closed.
Oh, that's great. And people, you know, again, it's always like people, well, I didn't know about that. Do you have a, you know, like a newsletter or a sign-up thing where people can get alerts on what's happening?
We do. We do have a newsletter. Trouble is that they should come to the building to sign up. I haven't figured out the best way to do that yet because just need their email.
Yeah, yeah. I'm dropping
They could email in and say, I want to be on your newsletter and give us that information and we'll get it to you.
Yeah, oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Well, you know, again, everything has gotten a lot more creative. And I think, honestly, on some things, we've made vast improvements in the way we do things just because we have to.
And, that's very true.
You know, I think there's going to be some, you know, some things that are going to be really positive and more effective and reach more people and more efficient and a lot less cost and a lot less environmental impact.
Right. We're also, just to let people know, collaborating with the Turner on campus, and we're creating art kits for kids, and they are available to be picked up in the beginning of November, that'll be coming out in a newsletter also. But we're providing a sample of artwork from both the Turner and the museum's Manka's permanent collection. And then they have lessons and ways to create art that uses the ideas, not copies them by any means, but, you know, uses the idea of what this art is about. And then we're going to exhibit them at the museum. So I think it's going to be fun.
Oh, that sounds great. That's a great idea. Again, it's, you know, kids need stuff to do. So
it does. It does. And, you know, I'm not sure they're getting any art in the classroom right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
So
that's true.
We have to keep it going.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, give us another rundown on how long is this exhibit that's going to run now?
This exhibit goes through November 8th.
November 8th.
So,
and
the
title again?
Is Those Who Teach Can.
Those Who Teach Can. And it's you're showing work of Chico educators. Butte County educators.
Art educators, right. And we're open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5.
11 to 5, all righty. And Manka.org is the website?
It is.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I know you got a full evening tonight.
Thanks, Ray. This is great.
Yeah, thank you.
Love to get the word out.
Yeah, for sure. And again, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Sure.
All righty. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All righty. Another nice event coming through. Thanks to Manka. Great to see those guys open again. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back with our next guest here on Butte Views and Beyond. I'd like to introduce our next guest. Some exciting things happening as we approach the second anniversary of the campfire. I'd like to introduce Alan Myers, the director of Regenerating Paradise. Hi, Alan. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. So, got some things coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, we do. We have the Paradise Revival Festival. This year will be online. Following COVID precaution and taking advantage of that opportunity. You know, we've been forced to do things differently. And for anybody in Paradise or really in Butte County knows, we're in moments of transition and we must look at how to do things differently. So even as far as how we put on events, so we're going to be online this year, and we're inviting in community members from the Ridge, those that have been displaced around every state in this country, but also allies that we've come into conversation with around the world doing disaster recovery. So there'll be folks from Australia who will be joining us, folks from Japan, from Washington, from Oregon. So we're really excited to be able to step into conversation and come up with some ideas, because what we've been doing, we know now, isn't working. And so we're going to be in conversation on how to do things differently.
And these people joining, obviously, you mentioned areas that have also had devastating fire disasters, kind of getting their feel on what they're looking at, how they're looking to make changes and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. These are community organizers from around the world.
Yeah. And how long has your group been in operation?
So Regenerating Paradise came formed in the immediate aftermath of the campfire, and we've had our own journey, first as individuals stepping up to meet the immediate needs of survivors, from handing out gas cards at the Walmart parking lot to organizing donations of trailers. And in doing so, we were in conversation with each other and survivors, and we started holding meetings up in Paradise. I think our first meeting was held up there before the town council even came back, at the Terry Ashe Rec Center. And we talked about what skills we had as individuals, what were our assets, and how we could be part of rebuilding together.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of exciting having the, obviously it's almost like a clean slate, and the opportunity to really plan for living in the foothills.
Yeah, I don't know if these are, some challenging circumstances, and having grown up there, losing my family's home, every home I ever played in as a kid, there is history that's been wiped out, and we were all forced to literally look into the ashes of our past, and now we get to decide what we pull forward. So it's that moment of pause and reflection. And I think for many folks, when they take that moment of pause, they get a sense that they are being released from a future they might not have designed. And now we get to do that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great way to look at it. And that it is the like the city planning commission, those kind of things. Are they also involved in some of these conversations?
Absolutely. We're working with the town on some of the anniversary events. So there's going to be, in practical terms, in the town, there'll be a drive through art experience. Jess Mercer is coming back with a Well of Wellness at the Depot Park. I know the CMA has plans, so we're working with them so that we're all in alignment on the same page of this anniversary moment. And yes, we've absolutely invited in town planners, council members, to be a part of these conversations. And as we invite them in, this we frame it in a way where we're saying, this is not an opportunity for the experts of the town or experts from outside of the town, especially, to come in to say, here's what you should do. It is an opportunity for us to explore that together.
Right. Yeah, and to be a part of the process instead of just saying,
exactly,
this is here's the template, now reproduce it.
Yeah, when we look at disasters around the world, one of the missing pieces is the involvement of those that would be considered the victims. Now, for many folks, there is trauma associated with these disasters. And part of healing that trauma is having them involved in a recovery process. We recover as individuals when we rebuild together. If it is done for us, that is an opportunity to heal that is taken away from us.
No, that's very true. That is very true. That kind of completes the cycle when you're a part of the process.
Exactly.
Yeah. As far as the event you have, how do people stay in the know or sign up and those kind of things?
Oh, well, that's an important question. Folks go on to online if they get on to paradiserevival.com, or they can go to regeneratingparadise.org/Paradise Revival Festival. A couple ways to get there. We also have a Facebook event. What folks will need is a device, and they'll need to be able to get online to join through a Zoom link. We're going to have intentional sessions that have been, for the last 3-4 months, we've been working really hard on creating a program that's exciting. You know, we'll have some live music from Ridge Residence. But really, it's the work that we've done to set a foundation for folks to be able to envision a new possibility. That's what we're really excited about.
Yeah, the idea, and I think everybody, you know, it's a Zoom world these days.
Right.
And for people that haven't been on it, it's really pretty intuitive, and you know, it's very clear on how to get into it.
And we're going to have, just if I may, Ray, we're going to have a couple what we're calling happy hour sessions on the 2 days before, so Thursday and Friday. So that's the, the 5th and the 6th. We're going to have an hour hangout session both days for folks to get familiar with the technology. And then Saturday and Sunday, Saturday from 9 to noon and Sunday from 2 to 5.
It's the actual festival.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. I know that we're helping get the word out here at KZFR, and that's always exciting. You want to give the websites again? I always like to get those in 2 or 3 times, just so people, you know, can find that pencil, or they might have just been joining us.
Yeah. Thanks. So, paradiserevival.com. That's paradiserevival. REVIVAL.com, paradiserevival.com. And I just want to say, as part being in the area, how much gratitude I have to KZFR for featuring local events. You know, we get really sidetracked pretty quickly on a national and global narrative. And I think when we can come together and talk about our values and listen to music and speak together, really the divisiveness of politics goes away pretty quick. So I really appreciate how you guys are holding that down.
Hey, thank you. And I know that you're a longtime listener to KZFR as well. Back in your teenage years, huh? That's great.
That's right.
That's
since,
great.
Since All Mixed Up and Random Pick, I've been supporting KZFR. So I'm 36 now, and I started donating at 16. So.
Wow, you're a rock star, man. That's awesome.
I really appreciate what you guys do.
Now, what can people expect during the festival?
So we're going to have we'll show films, we'll have expert disaster recovery facilitators, and more than disaster recovery, they're community builders. So they're really looking at how we can speak to our values and give an opportunity for folks who feel disconnected or disenfranchised in the process, and see how we can bring that information forward and get it in the hands of leadership and make substantial change.
Yeah. Put the seeds. Sow the seeds.
That's right.
Sow the seeds. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, listen, we wish you guys a lot of luck. And I'm really, again, as these things start to develop, you know, and I was just talking to my last guest, you know, it's we're finding new ways to reach more people. And I think that's one of the positive takeaways from everything we've been going through here in this last 6 months or so. And especially here in Northern California with smoke and fire and everything else we've been dealing with.
Yeah, we've seen that what we have in front of us demands us to think differently and to come into conversation to figure out new ways. So we really hope that, you know, even if you're not from Paradise or if you're not living there, but you want to be in conversation about some of these topics, I encourage anybody that's listening to join in. It's free, open for all, and we're excited about what's to come from it.
Yeah, and the truth is, you know, it. You know, I lived in Paradise for 24 years, and, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's the hills. The truth is, these things can happen anywhere. Nobody expected Santa Rosa to burn a few years ago as fires rolled into a city. Chico is vulnerable. You know, there was a fire in Oroville today. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in Corning or if you're in Red Bluff or where you are. It's if you live in Northern California, unfortunately, it's a possibility.
That's right. And what we're seeing around the world is the scale and frequency of disasters is increasing. And people of the world are also in this moment of wondering how they can be ready for some of these things.
Yeah.
You know, and they're looking to us. They're looking to folks in Paradise who are now 2 years into their process. The moment of the pandemic is certainly could be considered a global disaster that people are facing, and recognizing that things weren't working before. So, yeah, we're going to come together and we're going to figure it out.
And there are solutions out there. It's not a throw up your hands and, you know, the way it is. It's there's better way to do things, and we are on the trail.
That's right.
Hey, thank you again. Let's that website again, regeneratingparadise.com, is that right?
Regeneratingparadise.org. Our nonprofit website, and for this event, if people go to paradiserevival.com, they can get streamlined in.
And check it out. Alrighty. Hey, well, thank you so much for taking time with us tonight, and stay safe out there, and best of luck in your festival.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Alrighty. Take care.
Bye.
Alrighty. We're going to take another music break, and we'll be right back with our next guest here on Butte Views and Beyond. little Jeff Hamilton in the background there on Butte Views and Beyond. I'd like to welcome our next guest. Some more good news. Proprietors, owners of Tender Loving Coffee, Cafe, Pizza, Janelle and Heath, thanks for joining us on Butte Views and Beyond.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. So, you guys, a little exciting news. You guys were able to reopen?
Yeah, we're reopening. We're doing it a little slower. We're opening right now just for coffee and pastries, that sort of thing. Sort of dipping our feet in the water, so to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got cafe seating out front. We got our back patio open, and we're doing it up.
Yeah, that's, you know, again, being a newer business, and I mean, you guys are just like the definition of local, and also that it's a, you know, I mean, what I love about it is it's small, it's kind of off the path, you know what I mean? Why don't we tell people where you're located, just in case they don't know?
Yeah, 365 East 6th Street. We're kind of behind the Pageant Theater. Tucked back in there a little bit. 6th and Flume, at the corner of 6th and Flume.
Yeah, kind of around the corner there. And, yeah, it's, you know, again, you know, when these things shut down and, you know, especially a newer business, you guys have only been open a couple of years, right? A couple, 3 years?
Yeah, we opened, unfortunately, or whatever, 2 months before the campfire. So that was an interesting kickoff to the business.
Yeah.
But on the upside, we were able to, you know, open up for a lot of people who were experiencing some pretty tough times. And I think it was a nice, safe place for a lot of people to connect with other friends and family who were coming out of the campfire. So that was positive. And we were able to donate a lot of coffee to a lot of different organizations during that time. And I think it really helped us connect to the community, being a new business. So there were some brightness in the darkness.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I know it's been a wild couple of years on this run. But you've been, now the coffee roasting, is that something that started before?
Yeah, you know, I started coffee roasting a long time ago, but just doing it for myself, and it slowly progressed into something that was, you know, where I wanted to share it with more and more people. And sharing it with friends and family, and then I decided, oh, this is something I want to make a go of. So initially I had partnered up with some other people, and that since has changed a little bit, so it's become more of a family operation with my wife and I, and in a way that's actually been really, really nice for us. It gives us another way to connect personally, my wife and I.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, the coffee is fun. It keeps growing. I keep learning new stuff and expanding my skill set. You know, it changes a lot when you're roasting for yourself to roasting for people, you know, businesses.
Yeah.
Roasting on a larger scale, and, you know, all the learning curve that comes with that. But it's been fun.
Yeah, and it's available throughout throughout the North State area. I know I've seen your product in a number of stores.
Yeah, we do online sales, and that goes all over. And we do some fulfillment for a couple businesses outside the area as well. But yeah, we're at the New Earth Market. We're at Co-op. We're at S&S, and that's where you can get our bags. And also, of course, you can get them at our cafe as well over at East 6th Street.
Sure, and how's the online sales going?
They go pretty well. I mean, they go up and down. It's sort of it's dependent upon the external factors. You know, things were really picked up a lot actually during the pandemic. If people wanted to, or the initial months of the pandemic, people were reticent about leaving their houses.
Sure.
And it's picked up and slowed down, and it ebbs and flows. I think there's a learning curve with selling product online too, and we're figuring that one out as well.
Yeah, it's definitely every day is school, that's for sure, man.
Yeah, every day is school, literally. We're homeschooling our kids now, so every day is school.
Yeah, there you go. I know so many people. Well, it's kind of a blessing that you've learned the ropes of self-employment and working at home now, right?
Right. It's I don't know. I mean, I think every parent would tell you it's a blessing and a curse, right? It's Sure. It's great. You spend all the time with your kids. You get to, you know, connect with them on a level you probably wouldn't normally, but also very challenging to make it fit into your whatever your regular lifestyle was. I don't know what that is.
Well, yeah, and to have school for little kids be on the computer is, you know, not what they're really geared toward. But yeah. I think, you know, like everybody else, we're making the best of it right now and trying to have a good time together.
Yeah, no, that's the attitude. I have a friend. She has a cleaning business, and of course she has a number of employees, so she basically runs the school for all the employees while they go out and service the houses and businesses.
Oh, wow.
So she's
wow,
like,
that's like, yeah, you got a full-fledged school there. That's actually a really cool idea. We had talked about that initially, trying to team up with, you know, people that are sort of in our, what did you call it, or in our...
pods. Lots of people are getting creative with kind of, you know, homeschool pods and finding ways to connect and help each other out, which is pretty cool thing.
Yeah, and again, that might be a really nice little takeaway. I think, you know, we're forced to recreate community where before we were pretty scattered.
Yeah,
for sure. And I think it's, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but it's definitely, it's a new thing. And I think anything we could do to connect at this point as a society or as communities to, you know, some bridge some divides, I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. The time has come, and you know, you just got to make the best of the situation, no matter what it is. And every day we get a new one. So,
yeah, as my dad used to say, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, that's a good one. Well, you know, you guys aren't just a coffee place and make fire roast stone or wood roasted pizza and all those things, but you were also a gathering place and a musical venue, which was, you know, you guys had a lot of great music in there, and it's exciting that someday that'll all come back.
Yeah, that's the hope. I know that I get calls from various musicians who are want to make sure that we will be opening again, so
yeah, and it was, you know, kind of a good time for them to repave the back patio, and so hopefully we'll be able to get maybe, you know, some stuff going outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the benefit now. We have pretty large parking plates for, given where we are in our relative location downtown, we have a lot of parking.
Yeah.
And we have a back patio, which is really nice place to hang out. If any people haven't been there, our patio in the back is relaxing and chill and a nice place to have a cup of coffee and meet friends.
Yeah.
It's also easily parked, and you know, you don't have to deal with some of the hassles that come with downtown, and I think that's a major benefit for us. And now that it's repaved, it looks really nice. It looks, it used to look a little funky, it looked a little, but now it looks nice. So we're excited about that as well.
Oh yeah, that's cool. And that back patio, it's just like a little hideout back there. It's really cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool if at some point we could do like a music, you know, like a show out on that back parking lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Music out there, outdoor music. Those are the kind of things we really love. And my wife and I both love music. And the music scene in Chico is really robust and unique. And, you know, I'd love to reconnect with that as soon as we can.
Yeah, hopefully before too long we'll get to that. It's fun. A number of my musician friends, especially some jazz people, you know, on Facebook, they're like creative, you know, ways that they're guy I know down, he's a phenomenal accordion. He's just a madman. Robert Reich is his name, and he sets up in front of a couple of coffee shops throughout the week, and he's all dressed Parisian with a striped shirt, and he's out there playing music, and he puts a lot of fun little videos up. It's pretty creative stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. That's at the heart of being a musician, right? Just playing because you need to play.
Yeah.
And sharing it with others, and hopefully they enjoy it, but if they don't, oh well. You got it out, you know, you get it out, you got to get it out. So.
You got to get it out, exactly. One of his, he has puppets, like, you know, the string puppets dancing, you know, while he plays. It's like, okay, this is insane. I love this.
Wow, that is so good. That is so Chico weird. I love that.
Yeah.
That would go over quite well here.
Yeah, we had him up with the NorCal Jazz Festival a couple of years back over at Monca, and he's just one of these, like, such a creative, wild person. It's like, oh yeah, we got to get him back up here. He'll come in a heartbeat.
Yeah, what would you do? Bring him into the shop. I would love to have him jam in there.
Oh yeah, totally. We'll totally get something hooked.
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, thank you guys for taking the time. Again, let's let people know where you are. And you guys, again, this is another success story tonight as we enter the orange, or whatever we're called, the yellow now, the orange, and things are starting to loosen up.
Yeah, I mean, we actually, you know, it's funny you mention that, because our shop, as you know, I don't know if others know, it's fairly small. So orange to us is not that many seats, but, you know, just in general, our staff is still pretty concerned about all this, so we haven't really embraced the indoor seating yet. We've just expanded our outdoor seating.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to stick with that a little bit longer until we see how things play out, you know, over the next few weeks. I think in general, as a rule of thumb, our goal is to take everything pretty slow.
Yeah.
And ensure that our employees and our customers are safe. And
comfortable.
And comfortable, right. So those are our things. But, you know, eventually, hopefully, if things keep going in the right direction, we'll be able to open and have seating inside. But if we don't, we have nice seating out front and in the patio, so...
Yeah, well, and you know, for better or worse, it looks like it's going to be dry for another 2 or 3 weeks at least. And
you
you take what you get, and you know, take advantage of it while we can, and enjoy this kind of beautiful fall we have. It's finally cooling down, and the smoke is gone. So, you know, knock on wood.
I love this fall weather, and I still suffer from. I'm legitimate PTSD from the campfire, though, so every day that it doesn't rain this time of year just stresses me out. So I try not to think about that and focus on the positive, but it's always there in the back of my head. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Especially windy days like this. It's a little nerve-wracking for sure.
Right. When that rain comes, I will be a happy man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I understand umbrella tables are at a huge premium across the country.
Yes, they are. They're actually very difficult. If you get them, they're priced up. It's crazy.
Yeah, I
know. Well, demand, I guess, at work, right?
Yeah, who knew? All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much again for... and let's see, around the corner from the Pageant Theater. That's kind of the easiest way to say it, right?
Yeah, if you know where the Pageant Theater is, 365 East 6th Street. We're right around the corner. We're tucked away. It's a neighborhood chill spot. Really nice, comfortable spot, and great, great coffee.
And
we roast it ourselves, okay, so we stand behind it.
There you go, super local and available at New Earth Market, Chico Natural Foods, and SNS Produce, and
that's
online. Right on. All right, thanks, guys. Take care now.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
All righty, bye-bye. All righty. Another nice success story here on Butte Views and Beyond. All right, we're going to take one more musical break, and then we'll have our fourth, believe it or not, and final guest right here. Thanks for tuning in. KZFR.org, streaming worldwide. Don't forget about that app. That's right. Smartphone apps for iPhones and Android. KZFR app is happening. And if you need goods or services, jump over to KZFR.org. Hit that underwriters tab, and you'll be supporting community radio while you're getting stuff you need. Little Gene Harris, Scott Hamilton back there. Heard Scott have for a little jazz tonight on Butte Views and Beyond. I would like to welcome our next and final guest, Megan Gaddis, the resource developer for the ARC of Butte County. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight, Ray. It's an honor to be here with you tonight and be working with such an amazing radio station such as yourself that does so much for our community.
Well, thank you. And you guys do the same. Obviously, the ARC of Butte County has been supporting people and families with developmental disabilities for years and years and years, and you guys are definitely a cornerstone to the entire region.
Absolutely, yeah. We were established in the 50s by parents, for parents and families to, you know, our goal is just to keep those families together for individuals and children with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and just as kind of a reminder, you know, our mission is really just to ensure the opportunity for persons with intellectual and developmental disabilities to just really choose and realize their goals and advance and enhance their quality of life. And, you know, we're committed to reducing the incidence and limiting the consequences of developmental disabilities through education and advocacy and just the support of family and friends in the community. So thank you so much for having us on tonight.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you guys got? You know, obviously you maintain the ARC store on Park.
We do. And fortunately and unfortunately, you know, the thrift store is really what a lot of our community recognizes us for. But we're really so much more than that. Now, I am happy to report that our store has been open since July. You know, great deals on everything from clothing to household items or furniture. A really great place to shop for little treasures while you're on a budget. We also are accepting donations, and all of those donations and all the proceeds from the stores go directly back into our community by way of our other programs that we host. And our other programs, while the store is really the primary vehicle for our vocational readiness program or our work experience program, which really allows a lot of our client employees to, you know, earn a paycheck and learn math and social skills and really build that self-esteem. The proceeds really go right back into some of our other programs. And, you know, I'm sure just like every other nonprofit organization within our community as well as businesses, you know, we've seen our fair share of challenges due to COVID. Luckily, some of our programs like Respite and Independent Living Skills are essential programs. So those ones have continued, while some of our other programs, like our Adult Day program, which is it's a program that provides services to adults on a daily basis so that they can come and they can congregate and they can learn new skills and enjoy each other's company and build relationships. Because that is an in-person program, we have had to transition over to Zoom classes, which we've actually done quite successfully. So we're still doing cooking classes and language classes and exercise classes and all of these great things. So we're still getting that engagement out of our clients.
Oh, that's excellent. Again, you know, it's a Zoom world these days.
And it really is.
But
we're all doing pretty good at it.
Well, and on the other side too, I mean, I had someone, a couple of folks on a few months ago that were doing kind of a similar thing with some of their clients and patients. And because of Zoom, they started getting people from all over the country that were like, hey, thank you for doing this. And I'm sharing this with, you know, with people that have similar needs. So it's kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a challenge at first, but I think that there's also a blessing in all of it. And it's really allowed us to show how far we're all able to reach in order to maintain that sense of community. And, you know, it's been really great because safety, of course, is our utmost concerns for our clients and consumers at the ARC. You know, we really want to make sure that everyone is safe, but is also budding and learning and continuing to be engaged and learn new skills. And fortunately, we've been pretty successful at doing that, even virtually. I mean, don't get me wrong, we are very much so looking forward to going back to in-person contact, and thankfully, Butte County is looks like we're, you know, on the decline for COVID cases. Let's all keep our fingers crossed, or knock on wood. But we are, Zoom is definitely working out. We are making it work. We are still able to reach the people that we need to reach in order to ensure that we can provide just a little bit extra to enhance their lives and to still support those families and give them a little sense of normalcy. So, but we're definitely looking forward to getting back in action. So with all of our programs, we really, at the community level, at the state level, and at the national level, we've really come together as an organization to create a plan about how we can get there. So we're developing COVID-19 protocols for each and every one of our programs, including the store. You know, so of course, if you do come to visit us, masks are required. We have hand sanitization stations throughout the store, and, you know, no more than 35 people are allowed in at a time. So we're definitely developing those protocols. And hopefully we can move towards kind of what the Butte County School District is doing, and doing kind of almost half days. So at least we can get a little bit of human interaction
here
and there.
Sure. Get that back going. Now, if people want to, you accept gently used items at the store, if people wanted to donate something?
Yes. So we are looking for... You know, of course, it is a thrift store, so we do use we do accept gently used items. We're actually really excited because we are almost at the final stages of our new building, which is located directly next door to the ARC Store Chico, which is at 2040 Park Avenue, right next door to our pavilion and our administrative office. It's about the same size as the thrift store, but it's going to be used primarily for storage and sorting and pricing, much of which our client employees have a hand on, along with some of our store managers. So we're really excited to be, I guess, a little less picky about what we can accept as donations, just due to room for storage.
Yeah, you'll have more storage capability.
Yes, absolutely. So we're really excited about that opening up very soon. As you may or may not know, our Oroville store did close down, but we are now opening that back up one day a week. And as soon as that happens, if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you can find all of our information on there. I highly suggest that everyone goes and follows us to stay updated with donation stores and program news. But we are going to start accepting donations one day per week in Oroville during certain hours. So we're really excited about that too, because we do still have that large storage facility.
Yeah, and where's that located? Is that on Oroville Boulevard?
It is. And again, I take a peek at our Facebook and Instagram pages. All the information you can find there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks, Megan, for taking time to be with us and visiting us again. You know, ARC has always been, like I said, a cornerstone to the whole North State region. And the work you guys do is fabulous. Keep us in mind when things are developing or you have events coming on. We'd love to help get the word out. And it's always nice to check in.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me tonight, Ray, and I would love to connect with you guys again soon for, you know, some of our fundraising efforts coming up.
All righty. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks so much, Ray. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Alrighty, winding down here on Butte Views and Beyond. Let's thank our underwriters, and Peanut Butter and Jelly Time is coming on deck. We'd like to thank the Yoga Center of Chico, open every day with both in-studio and online classes via Zoom. In-studio classes follow all state mandate protocol for safety. The Yoga Center of Chico also has a retail store at 250 Valambrosia Avenue, Suite 150, next to T-Bar. Details at yogacenterofchico.com or by calling 342-0100, and also by Members First Credit Union, created by the community and for the community. Members First is a member-owned and not-for-profit financial institution providing checking, savings, loans, and credit cards for residents of Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama counties. For more information, visit m1cu.org. My name's Ray Lager. Thanks for tuning in once again, and we'll see you next month here on Butte Views and Beyond. It's going to be windy for the next 4 or 5 days. For goodness sakes, don't even light a match outside. Please be super safe. You don't have to whack the weeds. Just let it go. Let it go. Make sure you're not dragging any chains behind your truck or your trailer or anything like that. Please, 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 please be safe. Let's let the winds just do what they do, and dodge this big bullet ahead of us.
Baseball bat.